frustrated again?
Yeah, you know, it's always going to be a tight game in terms of local derby set up to make it difficult, and they did a good job in that aspect. But we've had the best moments in the game to get some, but the ball's not going in for us over the last few games, and we've had enough opportunities, enough set plays, enough crosses, enough shooting opportunities tonight. I think we've had 18 attempts, probably not enough, big enough percentage hitting the target. But no lack of effort. The lads have given us everything. But it wasn't to be. But we're 2 points clear with a better goal difference, and we've just got to keep chipping away and whatever it takes, work hard to get over the line.
Yeah, and it's still in your hands, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I would love to have taken all three, but, you know, points are hard to come by at this stage of the season, and you know, maybe something will go in for us at the weekend. We've got to just keep doing the right things, concentrate on working like we've done all season, and give it everything like we've done tonight in terms of the energy in the side, second half, driving on, and, you know, trying to get that winning goal. But it wasn't to be. Give Barry credit, but we move on to Port Vale.
Do you feel as though you just need a break, Phil, because you hit the crossbar twice at Oldham? I mean, you know, Adam Lafondra again tonight, underside of the bar, and then scrambled away. Do you need a break?
I mean, in games like that, the first goal is so important, because obviously Barry then have to change something, and you know, if we'd got that, the game would have opened up, but we couldn't get it. But, you know, we've just got to keep chipping away. That's all we can do. And, you know, like I said, hopefully one of those efforts will go in at the weekend. And that's all we can do. Make sure we pick the team with enough energy to go again. And let's see what happens at Port Vale.
Do you have to just hold your nerve in this situation? I mean, you as the manager, as well as the players, are everybody connected with it? What's it like being in this situation?
Well, you just want the games to come. You know, the days in between the games are dragging on, I think, for all of us. Today was a long time waiting for the game. Lads were a bit down, but I just said to him in there, I said, lads, listen, you know, that might be a good point for us. You know, it might just be a good point. You know, it's another point closer to where we want to be. And don't be down on yourselves, because you've gives your all. You know, you've got to respect them. They've come and made it really, really difficult for us. And you know, we just have to go again at the weekend.
What goes through your mind then? Do you think tactically, do you think about changing things? Do you think, look ahead to the next game? Do you think a couple of games ahead, or do you just have to concentrate and focus on what you've got
Your mind kind of turns straight away to Port Vale now, and what team we're going to pick. We've got to make sure on that big pitch that we've got enough energy in our legs, because that is really key at Port Vale. And so we'll look to pick the team that we feel is ready to go again. And those players like James Henry, Jem Karakam, you know, Chris Long, you know, we were chomping at the bit to play. Darren's taken a whack to the head tonight. A bit of a tight hamstring as well. So we'll have a look at everybody and you know, over the next couple of days.